Welcome back to the Indianola Spring Sports Spotlights on KNIA, talking with Junior Wyatt Woodruff. Wyatt, thank you very much for joining us. Talk about your expectations for this year's track season before everything got canceled and what you wanted to do coming in.
Oh, before COVID, I was planning on having a really good season and trying to, make it back to state and qualify and place, but working really hard during practice and, just putting in a lot of work, and COVID just, stopped us from doing that.
Well, talk a little bit about the work in the off season that you put in. I know Coach Oliver talked a lot about the team culture and a lot of guys working out, maybe guys who weren't playing other sports. Is that kind of what you saw and did?
Yeah, I was doing a lot of lifting on my off season, trying to get, keep in shape during winter and stuff. I'd run 4 miles every day, trying to, have a good track season this year, but.
Yeah, so a lot of guys talked about last year being a lot of record-breaking performances, a lot of, cool things happening around the team, and it kind of felt some buzz going into this year. Is that kind of what you felt?
Oh, yeah. My freshman year, we had a really young track group, and my sophomore year, we broke quite a few records as a young group, and we're just planning on getting better and better every year. This year was going to be our year to, qualify for a lot of places at state. So, yeah, we're a pretty young group.
Well, I know it's not an easy thing to talk about, but kind of walk me through what you were going through and what you felt when you heard that the season was canceled.
I was kind of disappointed. I was sad. I was like, man, what am I going to do now? Nothing to do. There's one year I could have done good, and now it's gone. Now I got one more year left, and hopefully I can get better.
Yeah, a lot of guys talked about, especially for this junior class, it put things into perspective a little bit, them wanting to work hard, because it is their last season and because they saw this year's seniors not being able to compete. Is that kind of how you felt?
Yeah, that's exactly how I felt. We had a lot of good seniors that our shutter hurdle team. I mean, they placed at state. Now there's three of them are gone. I just don't know. It's gonna be weird.
Well, talk a little bit about your interactions with those seniors. I know, again, they're all disappointed like everyone else is, but what kind of have you learned from them that you want to pass along next year as a senior?
Oh, they taught me a lot of stuff. I mean, they helped me through. I mean, as a freshman, I had a couple senior buddies that were good, and they just help me work harder, and I want to do that when I'm a senior. Help other kids get better, so break some records.
All right. Well, what is your plan for the off season? I know got the full summer ahead before you start your senior season in the fall.
Yep, I'm just gonna keep working hard. I'm running about 4 miles a day still, just trying to keep in shape. But just gotta keep working hard, get in the weight room. I don't know if the gyms are open yet, but lift some weights.
All right. Sounds good to me. Thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Best of luck in your senior year.
Yep. Thank you.